Governance Committee, Erie County Water Authority, meeting of July 19, 2018. Commissioner Kern.
Here.
Chairman Shad.
Here.
Reading of the minutes.
I'll move to waive the reading of the minutes.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, motion carried.
Approval of the minutes.
I'll move to approve the minutes of June 20, 2018.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, motion carried.
Reports, there are none. Communication and bills, there are none. Unfinished business.
Yeah, on this one, Margaret, you're going to try to get one of those to us for the next meeting?
Yeah, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be focusing on the Freedom of Information Law. I'm going to have a draft filed with the board. And it's going to be kind of like your Chinese menu, I suspect, that certain sections I can say you can do it this way, you can do it this way, or you can come up with your own, but areas that I think we can have a really solid policy.
Okay, and you'll have an appeal policy in there too?
Oh, absolutely. I know that's top priority for me.
Okay. It's not a top priority, but it's a one of the items.
Yeah, it's one of the things that's given us some problems in the past, so we'll clear that up.
Okay, all right.
New business, report of Office of State Controller Audit.
Commissioners, I have a memo from me regarding the, this was the audit, the information technology audit that the Office of State Controller conducted, it seemed to be like through the whole year of 2017 and such, and they gave us the report. The, there's a requirement within 90 days to give a plan of corrective action, and the 4 points that are outlined that they said we should deal with. This basically is what needs to be filed as a plan of corrective action. We're going to deal with it. There are things they've already started to be dealt with in the IT department, and we're hoping to tie all of them up by the end of the year. But we do need to file a plan that this is the plan and that we're going to accomplish it. And then obviously I think a lot of times they're not followed up unless they show up for audits. I would recommend that when we hit December 31st that we file with the state controller that we did what we said we were going to do.
Bob, on one question,
yes.
On the corrective action part, on the, let's see where it's under one, establishing an IT department operating procedure for routine monitoring of internet usage, I mean, do we need to say something about and that the monitoring would include, you know, some identification of actions taken if it's inappropriate? I mean, if we find somebody spending 4 hours, or is that covered by our internet use policy?
It's already covered in there, along with standard behavior of proper doing your job, and that's covered in that. Now, I think part of this, and then, you know, a step that will move forward as we do this, is to be reviewing that internet use policy, making sure that there are not any holes in it, and that it's up to date. And this is a matter, I guess, of constancy for the IT Governance Committee to also deal with as we move forward, and not just look at it when it, you know, when someone kind of presses us to look at it.
And the IT Governance Committee is who?
Well, that's an interesting question. We're going to probably at a future meeting have to have a discussion on that, because there's been people kind of coming and going. And with that, the commissioners may want to address the membership of that committee.
Well, let me say this. Although I think that what you've said is interesting and important, this report was issued May 4th.
Correct.
So we have to file a plan in 90 days. That's August 4th.
Right, we're coming up to the line.
So I'd like to see something on my desk by July 25th.
Well, this is the plan that would be filed. This is the plan.
This doesn't...
The authority, for instance, let's go to the second page. New York State Office of State Controller Finding 1. Did not develop procedures for managing system and network access. Authority officials should. Plan of action. The authority will develop comprehensive written procedures for managing system and network access by December 31st, 2018.
I guess my point of view would be that we'd have something a little more on point in 90 days. We'd have a little more on point answer, not just a we're going to look at filing something. We'd have something a little more, I mean, I would hope that IT would come up with something a little more direct and on point.
We need it. I understand. I mean, here's the point. You're, I understand, I think I understand what you're saying, is the fact that it would be done, that we're going to, here's what the policy is, and it would be done within this 90 days from when the report was issued.
I guess, let me give you an example. It says, finding number three, the authority does not provide adequate cybersecurity training to employees. Mm-hmm. Our recommendation is ensure that cybersecurity training is provided periodically to employees. That doesn't answer the question. That restates the obvious.
Well, the authority will develop and implement. That's right. We have to develop a whole plan on cyber training.
Okay.
And that's what needs to get done by the end of the year. That's what the how we're going to correct this. And we're not going to take 2 years to do it. We're going to get it done by the end of this year, and submit that to the state controller's office. Say we did do it.
I guess what I'm suggesting to you is that what I'm reading is just a restatement of what they're saying to us, and I'm not satisfied. So go back to IT, tell them I don't want to see them restate, okay, we'll have training. I want to know when they're going to have training. I want to know who's going to do the training. I want to know how it's going to be implemented. We ran into the same problem with the ABO report. We restate the obvious. We need actual people to do actual work and come up with actual answers. This is not. This is simply a restatement of what they want us to do. I don't find that even remotely satisfactory. I understand we have 6 months to implement. Implement doesn't mean create. Implement means by December 31st, you will have had two training sessions. Am I missing something here?
No, I'm just trying to figure out how to get it done in that time frame. That's all. Yeah, it's just a time issue.
Well, they gave us 90 days.
Yeah, but Bob is right on that. What they basically they're doing, this is like typical in all times, whether they're doing a financial audit or they're doing an operational audit, they basically come here and they want you to do this. We want you to recognize the problem. They don't want you to in a snap judgment, come up with, because they know for an organization of this size and the number of people and the training, you can't really in the 90 days. They just basically, is what Bob has done, tell us what your plan to address these issues. So it's first acknowledgement, and second that we are going to have a policy, a development, a plan, and it's going to be done by December 31st. It will be provided to them. This will normally satisfy what they're looking for. I agree with Bob on that. And there are some details things, I mean, some complicated things that we have to deal with about cybersecurity. For example, I'll tell you just within the legal department where the problem is. We have quite a few part-time attorneys and myself trying to close out. If we're going to have a policy that says that our part-time attorneys can't check their office emails from our computer, then we have to come up with, because they have, as you have, and you as well, and you know, you have a legal obligation to make sure that your current is what's coming in. So what do we do? Does that mean that we will have a Wi-Fi that someone can bring in their laptop and they can do it and it won't be in our network? There's a lot of complicated things, and I don't think the state controller is looking for a quick answer. They want recognition that you see the problem, a recognition that you are addressing the problem. There might be a little bit more details that said we've formed a committee. These are the people who are on the committee. We have a time frame that we're going to come up with a tentative plan by this. The board will review it, and by December 31st, we anticipate a complete plan that addresses each one of these issues.
So I don't think
they're looking right now for the exactly what you're saying. Maybe a little bit more detail, but not necessarily the kind of detail that Bob wants to do by December 31st.
So you're suggesting that all we have to do is tell them we acknowledge what we're doing and give us 6 months to fix it.
And that's what this is.
Yeah.
We could put a little
more detail, but pretty much Bob's, this would be sufficient, I think. But we probably could put a little more detail to show that it's not just we reciting what you're saying. We could say Bob said he's got a committee that's going to be doing it. Bob can put a little bit more about who's on the committee, when they're going to tentatively get something to the board for its review. It will be sent to this committee. We will do training, for new employees. I mean, we can put a tiny little more detail, but the thing is, what they really want is something more substantial than what you can do in 90 days. I think Bob is right that by saying our target date is that we're going to have something by December 31st. And remember, this is the kind of evaluation they're doing with all organizations. Remember ECMC. was ransomware took over their system. For months, they were unable to get their records for both the hospital and for the Terrence View, the nursing home, because ransomware. So this is a kind of a thing that the attorney, state controller is doing everywhere, because there's been too many incidents around the state of ransomware and other things holding public documents hostage and huge amounts of money and then losing the documents here. So they're not looking for a quick answer. They're looking for, tell us how you're going to take a deliberative approach to address this very serious concern that we have in the state. It can't be done in 90 days. So,
All right, so
a little more detail, but not as much as I think you're looking for, Commissioner Carney.
Why don't we say this? Why don't we say that we will have you'll have a plan to us by October 31st that we can then submit by December 31st.
Can I make a suggestion? Because I think in terms of what I've seen from the auditors, this is the kind of thing they're looking for, but it's the follow-up. And I would suggest, A, we make it November 15th or the first meeting in November after the first, because that's a budget time.
Mm-hmm.
And take that out of our budget timetable.
Mm-hmm.
So we got that extra 2 weeks in there. So that I'd say after the we have a meeting on the 1st of November, make it the next. This the preliminary draft of what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. I think mm-hmm. that makes sense, because we're going to be busy enough with the budgets.
Mm-hmm. And a number of these things are going to be issues of policy development.
Right.
There's going to be policy development, which will have to be draft policies and commissioners and back and forth on that and so on. So
and we can, if there's parts of it that the group finds, this is where we're headed on this item and you want to get it to us earlier, that's fine. We can discuss that a little bit.
And some of these issues, like in number one, the authority will develop comprehensive written procedures
mm-hmm.
for managing system and network assets. Those are the internal department procedural documents that need to be written, trained, executed mm-hmm. within the department. They mm-hmm. won't in general make it out of there, other than the fact that I would like to, that when this is done, and it's not normally done, is say to the controller's office, we told you we'd do it by December 31st,
mm-hmm.
we did it by December 31st, as mm-hmm. as asked. Issues about, in number two, internet usage.
Mm-hmm.
I do operating procedures. Again, that's a procedure internal that should just get done, worked on, up, baked in, and done. The training, again, that has to be put together, because my guess is that training's not going to be internal. We're going to probably acquire that external.
Right. It's going to be, that's why I'm, external. I guess what I'm suggesting is, at least my view would have been, we would have had some of that looked into by this point.
We have been, we have been looking forward to it and to do it. And the final, that's the training, and I think there's our fourth one, that's the three, so.
And on this, just, for my comfort factor, I would like somebody to, I don't necessarily want to read every internal procedure, but somebody walk me through some of these procedures. I mean, I see things like just the password issue
mm-hmm.
and the computers and,
mm-hmm.
and what is the protocol, and so we, in a sense, have a comfort factor.
Well, you'll probably have to have the cybersecurity training also.
Well, that's fine.
That's fine. You'll see that, but you'll see that up close and personal as participants.
Okay.
I mean, even, this is going to affect both everybody here, because we have to address, Bob and his committee is going to have to address issues as to when you try to access your own personal emails here at the authority to just check on family matters. The bottom line is that's what was the problem at ECMC. People were accessing their personal emails, and they think the ransomware came through that. Someone clicked on something, and it got into the network, and the next thing you know, they don't have access to their electronic medical records. It was terrible. And obviously, ransomware, they were held. There was a ransom put out for how much they had to pay to regain control of the computer, and they couldn't pay it. It was a nightmare. So that's why that's just one local incident. It's been happening all over. So it's going to have big consequences on everybody here.
Okay.
Report on client semiannual report to the New York State Joint Commission on Public Ethics.
Filed on time on Monday. Done.
Thanks. I agree. Well, that was the lobbying side of things. And I understand there were glitches.
Yeah, frankly, thank Jake Matina and Sherry Zeidel.
Yeah.
They
worked through it.
They worked through it.
Discussion on executive director's job specification.
Now, I don't know where we want to start on this, but I mean, we put together a possible template for discussion using, frankly, I think it was Onondaga's to consider, but I think we do need to discuss, you know, where we want to end up on this in terms of qualifications and how we approach the qualification issue, because I think where we need to end up here is some consensus. And then get our secretary to, what are we going to do next when we finalize it? But we need to finalize it before we decide to do something about filling the position.
Mm-hmm. And I think, excuse me, but procedurally, I've got to call into Dave Palmer. I had a brief conversation with him on how we proceed to get it okayed or certified or whatever through your kind of personnel. I'm waiting to hear on that procedure.
Okay.
If I read this correctly, I just want to make sure that I'm reading this correctly. So our minimum requirement would be that you are either a licensed engineer or you have possession of an MBA in addition to 10 years experience. And it doesn't say experience in what? It says, of which 5 years have been in an executive, administrative, or senior supervisory capacity. So I assume you need 10 years of management experience, of which 5 you can demonstrate of a supervisory role. Is that correct?
Well, on this proposal, yeah.
No, there's still one problem, and that's the next thing. When you say special necessary requirement, if it's necessary,
then it's minimum requirement.
And the minimum requirement. So now we're saying, in addition, the minimum.
No, that's what I started with.
Yeah. But
I started with saying you either have to be a licensed engineer.
Now this says you have to be a PE, special necessary. You have to possess. So basically we're saying unless you have a PE license, you can't be.
Okay.
You know. And
or
I,
an MBA.
Nope. It says, I mean, I interpret it a little bit different. The special necessary requirement, I'm not sure Onondaga intended it this way, but this is what it says. The possessor of a license to practice professional engineering in the state of New York. When it says the holder, they mean the holder of the license. So the person who is a PE then would have to have a bachelor's degree in engineering, which quite frankly, you can't have a PE license unless you have a bachelor's
right.
degree. You can't even sit for the exam. Or you possess a master in business administration, and I think that's supposed to be or, not of, or the holder of a bachelor's degree in business management. Now, I think those, we've had some minor discussions whether that's what you intended or whether you prefer someone who has a PE license. You would prefer someone who might have their MBA. You may even want, because there are people who have masters in public administration, which is a little bit more appropriate to the kind of organization we are. You also, because of the fiscal zone, you might want to have someone who's a licensed CPA, as those are preferred things that makes that candidate a preferred candidate for consideration, but not that it would preclude people from applying who have the minimum qualities. And then just saying that people who possess these other things are a candidate that you could consider to be a preferential candidate, someone you really want to take a good look at.
Yeah, I think when I went back to looking at this, and you know, my thought was that this we'd get a decent pool. Part of the problem is I think we've defined this too narrowly.
Too narrowly,
and
right.
And we've got to open it up. I mean, I think if we focus on minimums of the college degree, baccalaureate, engineering, or business with that experience, that's fine. But this taking out the special necessary, maybe making it a preference so that if somebody's got these additional things, but you know, I can look around at if I were to pick a pool right now, there's probably two or three people who could fit the pool that I would be very comfortable with who wouldn't meet this spec. So
right.
I think we need to open it up a bit.
I would agree, and I like Margaret's suggestion of saying, instead of saying special, necessary requirement, some verbiage to the, which is my point, some verbiage to, you know, preferably, and then open it up a little bit, a master's in public administration, you know, a CPA with management experience.
And one other thing on the PE,
you
like...
You could be a CPA and have run a company for 10 years and not qualify under this.
Well, and here's another thing, and this is something I had brought to everybody's attention. I have a lot of engineers in my family. My brother was a PE, you know, but the thing is, once you move into management and you're supervising engineer, a lot of people give up their PE license because it's renewable, you know. So you may be passing over someone who actually had a PE license, gave it up because they've been in management for so long, they didn't really need to continue that. So you don't want to disqualify that. The only other thing I would say, too, because some of this is kind of like old language, graduated from a regionally accredited college or university or one accredited by the New York State Board of Regents. Well, all colleges who are accredited have to be in New York State, have to be by the board. I would just say graduated from an accredited college or university with a degree with a bachelor's degree in engineering and business. I would take this regional and this the board of regents, so yeah, someone who went to Michigan can...
We don't like Harvard, Yale.
Okay, yes, yeah. Except
what
Harvard, Yale, and Notre Dame applicants need not apply. We can make that a second.
How about Duquesne?
Or Duquesne.
Got a master's from Duquesne, that'll work.
Okay. But I think we can...
Policy, I can't do it. Okay.
I think we can make that, the minimum requirements thing, a little bit easier by just saying you have to graduate from an accredited college or university with a degree.
Yeah, engineering or business management.
Yep.
And again, I know people criticize it, but I think this is more management than engineering. But
well, and you know, we don't even have anything. How about if someone has an accounting degree? That's not business management, is it? Bob?
No,
is it accounting?
Is it?
Well, with most schools, it comes through their school of management or business. And there's obviously management courses that go with that end of it. I think
we're back to the old
if we're going to use to reference the baccalaureate, should we say baccalaureate engineering, business management, accounting?
And how about lawyers?
How about lawyers? I'm shocked.
Paul just pointed out, we didn't even think about lawyers.
How come you didn't? I'm shocked that it wasn't a requirement.
I suppose you could open it up and take any graduate degree, but, you know, I don't want to hire a doctor either.
But
in that thing, Karen just said.
Bob had a comment.
Probably one thing in here that at least should be mentioned that's not, and that's the fact that, you know, any type of relevant utility experience,
should be included in that 10 years?
Well, somewhere in there. It's difficult to come from a manufacturing environment while we manufacture water. And this is a utility. At some point, the concept of rates, not prices, rates, the concept of having to deal through rules and regulations, otherwise known as a tariff, and what that takes to go through it, run a utility.
Would you make that a preference?
I wouldn't make that a preference.
Not a requirement, but a mention to it that there's, you know, that you might look for. Because in some respects, remember this, when you go to recruit, you're going to run this up the flagpole. And when it doesn't say anything, it's like, well, gee, I have utility experience. They don't want anybody, you know, maybe I'm not qualified because this is considered a government agency and I don't have a MPA, so I won't even apply. Mm-hmm. Yet there's a whole group of people that by not at least acknowledging the fact that we operate a utility and the person leading the band, from a management standpoint, if they have some utility experience, we may want to talk to you in the future.
I think we ought to add that to preference and say, you know, preference to the MBA, MA, MPA, PE, CPA, and experience in utility.
Yep.
Just some nod to it, that at least, not that it's a drop-dead requirement.
Why don't I redraft this lower provision?
Yeah.
Circulate it to the committee, and then at the next meeting, because I know you guys want to kind of get this approved at the next meeting, we can start with governance again, approve it, and then bring it to the board for final approval. But I can do like we have before. Draft it, send it to the committee. If you have additional tweaks, send it back to me so I can get your finalized thing. We'll get it to Trish, and then it'll be on the next agenda for the governance committee, and then put on for your...
We'll approve in the same meeting.
And approve in the same meeting at the board.
All right, let's do that. Okay.
Adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Erie County Water Authority.